Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas Show, Julie. That wasn't easy yesterday. That was not easy at all, but it's a win. 28-22, the Philadelphia Eagles are a win away from a trip to Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. 215-592-9494. Saquon amazing. Carter amazing. Howie's roster the best in the NFL. Who gets your game ball? Let's react together. Jalen Carter yesterday was off the charts. Had the play he made, the sack on Matthew Stafford on the second and two with about a minute to go in the game, really won the game. I mean, Tigby was open. If Stafford has time, I think we lose. I mean, I don't trust the passing game and Elliott to go win the game. I mean, I think they're going to lose if they don't make that tackle right there in that sack. But they did. They get the victory. How about Jalen Carter talking a little bit after the game on the scene before the game where him and Jared Verse were jawing with each other? Here's Jalen Carter on that whole thing.
Yeah, the pregame, Verse was doing a little lap waving to the fans. Something to tell him. What did you tell him there?
I was like, you know that's motivation to us, but you weren't really nice. It was a small little tally seat when I finished my drill. And, you know, it's still cool. I love his game. You know, he'll ball it.
I love that little back and forth before the game when they were jawing at each other. Because Verse asked for the smoke. He got the smoke. And then Carter went up to him and talked about it.
And then he stepped up to the plate for the most part, man. He's a hell of a player, man. And that's all you could ask for in a situation like that. It was to say what you said about this fan base and basically come in and you know, they say walk the walk and talk the talk or whatever. Talk the talk, walk the walk. Mm-hmm. He did that. He did his thing. And, you know, for him, they're going home. But for him to come in and talk the way that he talked and somewhat back it up, I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was. And look, they're both really good young players. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. Your reaction as the Eagles move on to the NFC title game. We'll get to a Merrill montage coming up in just a few minutes. Craig in D.C. What's up, Craig?
What's up, fellas?
Good morning, Craig. What's up, buddy?
Yo, blow the whistle, fellas. Blow the whistle, as Gilly would say. What's happening?
How we doing? How you feeling today?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Hey, you know, of course, a beautiful day. And, we enjoying it down here. Of course, down here in D.C., you know, those guys, they wasn't, you know, they ready to win the Super Bowl. You know, of course, they were calling up, talking about, hey, yeah, we ready. We don't care if it's the Rams or the Eagles, but we know what they wanted. They really wanted the Rams. They ain't want no part of us, fellas. Hey, Hugh, before we get started a little further into it, let me give you, hey, Hugh, I want to give you some info, man. Get this. I know you a Buc-ee's guy, right?
Yes.
Bruh, have you heard in Virginia, you know they building 3 Buc-ee's in Virginia, bruh. We found out like a week or two ago, man.
Seriously?
It's going to be crazy, bro. And from you in Delaware, you can get down here to Virginia in like 3 hours, bro. You ain't going to
I'm
going to
make a 3-hour bus, a 3-hour road trip to Buc-ee's. I'll make that happen.
Hey, when I find out where it is, I'm going to keep you posted.
Yeah, because normally they're like, what, 20 or 30 miles outside of a major city or whatever. So, yes, yeah, sir. I can do that. That's not a bad trip.
If anybody's looking for Hugh in the next few months, you know where he is.
He's
road trip
to
Virginia.
yes, sir, fellas. Buc-ee's all the way, baby. Looking forward to it. But, hey, listen, man. Listen, guys, what can I say, man? All I can say is just wrap it all up in one word. It's just excellence, man. Let's just keep it simple. It's all about excellence, man. People don't need to call in, you know, why, talking down on this team today about the mistakes and all that. Man, it was a crazy day. It was bad weather. You knew stuff was going to happen. There's going to be issues and stuff. But, man, listen, we keep winning, man. You know, when I look at the numbers, man, okay, for example, if I threw some numbers out to you and I didn't tell you who they were, who are most people going to take? Are you going to take the guy that threw for 329 yards and 2 TDs, or are you taking the guy that threw for 129 and 0 TDs?
Sound like
you
the know, dude who that threw taking? 129. Is the guy
right,
that actually that won?
I mean, if I didn't know, I would have taken the 329. But you got to have the context.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So when all your haters call up today, Joe, I'm telling you, don't be plant based today. You shut them fools down. You let them know. It's just like what Seth said on the morning show. It's all about winning, man. I don't even care anymore about the whole Jalen can't throw for 300 yards. Man, we had 3 runners go for over 40 yards for a touchdown yesterday. Yeah. Jalen and Saquon twice. It's all about winning, fellas. And the way we're doing it, We're a defensive and running game team, and we are riding this thing. We rolling that bus, Hugh. We going to New Orleans, baby. We're going to win it.
Let's go, Craig. Craig, good phone call.
Let's do it. All right, brother.
There we go, Craig. All right, so he's right, and I think Jalen deserves credit for two things. One, the run in the first quarter got the ball rolling, right?
44, yeah.
And that was a good run. He ran. I think that's the longest touchdown run of his career. He ran through a defensive tackle, boom, touchdown. I also give him credit for you for his toughness. I mean, he's hurt, right? He played through something that was it looked ugly when he went down, the way his knee bent. He's a tough player. But also, he didn't play well yesterday. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they won, and he helped them win with the run. But the passing game, which you mentioned there were some drops to, and there were some protection issues, right?
Yeah.
It was not a good passing day. I mean, we all know that. We watched the same game. They won because of their running game and their defense yesterday.
Yeah, no question about that, man. It was they tried to get the passing game going, and for whatever reason, it wasn't there. You saw the one play to Schmitty where he got crushed.
Ooh.
He got crushed.
At least they got the penalty on that.
Yeah, he got crushed.
Yep.
But there was a effort to get the running game, the passing game going.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, man, we run the ball extremely well. We are the best running team in this playoffs, in my opinion, NFC. If you want to split hairs like that in NFC.
Well, Baltimore's out, so they're the best running team.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where do what got you here. Do what got you here. And I know that there were a lot of people that are still concerned about the passing game. Man, this feels like it's going to be a run game. As well as Jay Daniels looked last week, what really got it going for them was the running game. Because they were able to run and it kind of balanced things out for them. And it was enough of a threat so that the passing game factored in big for them last week. So yeah, you got to do what gets you here, man. You got to be able to run the football.
Well, that's what the 2024 Eagles are. I mean, they're one of the greatest running teams we've ever seen in Philadelphia. It's really one of the great running teams in NFL history. Jalen's a part of that. Saquon's the biggest part of it, and the amount of explosive runs they have is just remarkable. I've never seen a running back do this as consistently as Saquon this year. I mean, there's been some guys that could run away. I mean, right? Like you go to Adrian Peterson, Lanny and Tomlinson, Barry Sanders. There have been some great backs that could run away from the defense. But to have 50, 60, 70-yard runs, like, routinely, it's insane. Rob and Delco, what's up, Rob?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Go Birds!
Rob, what are we feeling this morning?
Listen, if I'm being a little nitpicky, I'm going to give Jalen a little slack. Because let me tell you something. A.J. got to catch that ball, Joe. And that changes his numbers a little bit, Joe. That's a 4-point swing, okay, right there, just alone on that AJ catch.
Yeah, and
right?
it's the kind of catch he usually makes. Yep.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did we score on that drive?
I'm trying to remember what part of the game it was. The AJ dropped front. Was that before he took a sack and they didn't score there? That was the front right corner of the end zone, right? That was near where that was?
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
I got to go back and look to see exactly which drive that was. I don't remember if they scored on that one. Well, you know, hold on. Well, if it was a field goal, right? Because their touchdowns were all on the big plays. It was the Saquon run first half, Jalen run first half, Saquon run second half. So if it was a field goal or it was nothing.
Okay, but I'm saying that's a big deal if it was a touchdown and we didn't get nothing on that drive. And I don't want to be nitpicky, but if we want to beat Washington, first of all, I'm glad Q's okay because we're going to need him to stick McLaurin next week or this coming week. So I hope Mitchell's okay.
Well, they had their doctor on this morning on the morning show, and his guess was, he's not his doctor, but just a doctor.
Right.
His guess was AC joint, and that's usually one of those things where you could play through the pain. So, my guess right now is Mitchell's going to be able to play next week. Hopefully, he's able to play well and be out there the whole time.
Okay. All right. So that's big because I think we're going to need him. That's big.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know how Isaiah Rodgers missed that one pick going right down the middle. It was in his hands, and the guy took it out of the game.
I know. But yeah, I give him credit for, like, being a gamer, but they went after him. I mean, you could tell. They were trying to attack Isaiah Rodgers.
Right. And here's my other little nitpicky thing, Hugh. Love this guy. I'm sure he's going to be a Hall of Famer. How does Lane Johnson fall short on that touch push?
I know.
That cost us another 4 points, Joe.
It's a good point. So, yeah, they had a lot of mistakes yesterday, and they still won the game.
Yeah.
And we could have put 40 up on them in that snow. We really could have put 40 up on them. So I'm not worried at all, okay? I'm already taking off for the Super Bowl time. I'm already going to go to New Orleans because we're going, Hugh. I'm jumping the gun. I'm thinking right now.
And it has officially begun on a Monday.
Yeah, I told you the guy that was asking me about the bus trip and all this. Yep. And I'm like, dog, that decision, like, we still ain't got permission for that yet. We still working on that.
Hugh, I'm giving you permission, Hugh. You got Rob's permission.
Thank you, Rob. That appreciate it.
Rob, good phone call, buddy.
But that ain't the guy we need to get permission from.
Well, we're trying to, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's. But listen, we're doing what we can. We need the Eagles to win on Sunday, right? That's number one.
Yeah, let's do that first.
Let's get a win on Sunday, and then we move forward. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, can we hear how it sounded yesterday right here on WIP? The Merrill montage.
The
Eagles, 28, the Rams, 22.
Welcome to the final game of the divisional round of the NFC playoffs. To the victor comes a spot in the NFC Championship game against Washington. The loser can only focus on next year. Second down and 4 at the Rams 45-yard line. Hurts, looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards. Here is the extra point. Spotted, kicked up, and no good. No good. A missed extra point by Jake Elliott. Back goes Stafford. He fires, and it is complete for a touchdown to Higbee. And now the Rams can take the lead with the extra point. And the gun. Hurts gives off to Barkley. He's got a first down and more. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley!
He did it
62
again.
62 yards!
He did it again, Mel Reese.
44-yarder for the lead. Snap. Place. Kick away, and the kick is good. Jake gets them the lead. A line drive. Hurts drops. Hurts looks. He starts to run, and he's pulled down at the 30-yard line. He doesn't get far. McCullough dragged him down.
Very slow getting up, Jalen Hurts, and he gets up with a little bit of a limp. Fortunately, Jalen Hurts comes out of that medical tent, and now he's jogging onto the field.
The ball at the 7-yard line. Hurts again in the gun. Does he come back to Barkley again? He doesn't. He backpedals. He steps up. He looks. He is tackled. It's a safety. The 6th sack. Oh, that's the worst thing that could happen. Stafford. This time he gives it off to Williams, who fumbles the football, goes down, and it's picked up by the Eagles. There's the big turnover of the game. Rodgers picks it up. Rodgers picks it up and takes it down to the 8. Back to Stafford. He looks up. He's being chased. He has the ball knocked out of his hands. Eagles have it.
Yep.
Second turnover.
Yep.
Knocked out of his hands. And coming up with it, Nolan Smith made the hit. And Zach Bourn recovered. This is about a 37-yard attempt to give the Eagles a 7-point lead. Spotted. Kick up. And it is...
He got it.
Good. He's got it again. Jake may have missed the first extra point, but he has connected with 3 clutch field goals. Hurts in the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. Boy, that'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
It's not over yet, but the Eagles are a 2-touchdown lead. Firing again, this time the cup inside the 5. And they're rolling. Stafford stamps his foot. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it is caught for a touchdown by Kobe Parkinson. Well, this is a little more serious than I expected. Stafford, he backpedals. He looks up. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And is it caught?
It is caught.
It is caught by Nacua down to the 20. Oh, my goodness. Stafford in the gun. 6 for 15 on third down. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter, Jalen Carter.
Can't block him. Then he gets himself a Matthew Stafford.
It's 4th and 11. If the Eagles stop them right here, if they keep them shy of a first down, they win the game. He's in the gun. Motion to the near side. Stafford back. He's looking. He puts it in the air, and it's incomplete. It's incomplete. The Eagles take over on downs. And now they are heading for the NFC Championship game.
The Merrill montage. I love the emotion of that one there. So a couple things. One, my favorite thing all year, Hugh, has been Mike Quick's uh-ohs when Barkley's about
to
he's about to break one. And then how about the fourth quarter? We're going to have Merrill join us at 11, as he always does on Mondays. Hugh, the emotion of Merrill, and it was like all of us, when Barkley ran for the 78-yarder to go up 13 at that point, I think we're all like, it's over, right? Like, they got it. And then the next clip is, oh, no, the Rams are coming back.
Nah, listen, let me tell you. Like I said, I'm getting ready, because at that point is the clock is ticking down, so you're getting ready for the next one. And I had friends of mine calling, hey man, yada 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 about next week, and I said, all right, then I got you, whatever. Then I was like, hold up, wait a minute, let me go ahead and send some of these damn messages for, because I'm gonna sound real crazy if this don't work out the way that I think it's going to work out. So, yeah.
When Nacua caught that pass up the sideline, I was like, this is not going right.
You know what? Shout out to Darius Slay, man. Darius been playing well this year.
I agree with you.
And, you know, people were saying stuff about Darius. Sometimes you get the bear, man. Sometimes the bear gets you.
Well, you can't call him Darius right now. He doesn't like that.
No,
he's been playing well.
He's
Slay right now.
Yeah, I would say big play.
Man.
Enough plays.
Like your old the uncle said, I'm going to call him what his mama named me. I'm going to call him what his mama named me. If he don't like it, we can talk to me about that. But right now, Darius, he was out there balling.
He made some big plays.
He made some big
pass
plays
breakups, yeah. The defense, everyone seemed to make a play. I mean, obviously Carter was their best player yesterday, but Smith had the big strip sack. Rodgers had the fumble recovery. I mean, Bond had a fumble recovery. I thought they all stepped up and made plays at one point to help them win that football game. Cooper had the dropped pick that almost sealed the game. Like, there were so many moments in that game. Let's go to Black Gritty yesterday. What's up, Black Gritty?
Good morning, my neighbors. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
So, let me tell you something. You guys are great callers this morning so far. Everybody seems like rational. I know what's going on. I know Hugh is out here hunting for whoever said that dumb stuff.
Man, listen, man. It's interesting. Hey, Black Gritty, it's interesting because I'm like, cats ain't having with that same bravado that they had last week. But okay, I let them live.
Hey, Joe, I can't see it. Is you wearing that Les Hunt hoodie? Because my boy is looking right now. He like Les Hunt.
No, see, so, I ain't wearing my Joe has on his hoodie. I didn't wear mine. I'm funny about stuff like that. I had to wash it first.
Me too. So for the people that are waiting on hold to talk about it, so Lane Johnson false start. There's 6 points right there. A.J. Brown catches the ball on the three. That's probably another 6 points right there. Becton down the field on the Dallas Goedert catch inside the four-yard line. That's another 6 points. I'm not giving seven because Jake Elliott couldn't kick extra points yesterday. But, I mean, that 18-point swing would have had us blowing the doors off of the Rams. I know the Rams played good, vice versa, tried to do his thing. But I tell you what, the other two things you could think about is when Saquon looked at Jalen Hurts and said, watch this, like, I got this. That was after a Jalen Hurts audible when he flipped the whole play and went it to the other side. Both of Saquon's runs are off of Jalen Hurts audibles. So don't tell me he can't read defense. Don't tell me he can't see. Yes, he held the ball a little too long. But you know what? There's snowflakes in his eyes. You want to dump the ball off over the defensive line that's coming in his face and maybe throw a pick six, I'll take a 2 points instead of a 3 point or a 6 point. He doesn't turn the ball over. Every quarterback that you wanted in America lost because of turnovers. Not my guy. Jalen Hurts is QB1. If you don't like it, you don't like winning. And I like my George W. served up on a Monday morning, fresh and easy with steak and eggs. And that's what I get 72% of the time with Jalen Hurts as my quarterback. Yeah, wait, one more thing. Y'all really need to get on this eastbound and down. You get on that bus. And y'all doing some horrible diligence. Talk, there's only one manager. Rod, get on the line and get this bus thing going. Get it together. Y'all slacking because it's eastbound and down. You get on that bus. Go back.
Black Gritty, good funky. This is on Rod Lakin. I mean, Rod's in charge of the bus. We put this on him.
We just throwing names out there.
Yeah,
well,
he called him out.
We doing reckless stuff like that.
I'm not disagreeing with Black Gritty. It's been known for months. We're trying to get a bus to
that's pretty bold to call
it.
That's pretty bold to call the boss out there.
Listen,
I'm not that comfortable doing that.
We planned a bus trip. Now we have responsibilities here that we can only do so much. Like, we got a show to do, right? So. Now we got that the powers above us need to get the bus revved up and gassed up for a couple Fridays
from
now.
This is when you talk about, you want to call me plant-based. When you start calling out the head, the boss, yeah, I get a little plant-based when you do stuff like
that. You can't be plant-based on a championship week.
I mean, but calling him out on the air, though, talking about it's on him.
Well, no, Black Gritty called him out. I just furthered it. I'm not running from the allegations. Yeah, no, we're going to double down. All right, let's go to Rasheem in North Philly. What's up, Rasheem?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Rasheem, what's up, buddy?
What's up? I'm extremely excited with this football team. Just being able to be in this position, Nick Sirianni, how the year we had last year to come back and be in the NFC Championship, and it takes the whole football team. It takes the offensive, defense, a quarterback position. I understand that, you know, he's not throwing for 4,000 yards. He's not throwing for 300 yards. But he's also not turning the football over, and that's a huge part of the playoff right now. If you look at the team that lost in the playoffs, the majority of the reason why he lost is because the quarterback turned the ball over.
Yep.
And this quarterback is not turning the ball over. I hope next week we win by rushing the ball for 300 yards and passing the ball for 200 yards, just so I can hear people continuously come on the radio station and the television and say, sooner or later, Jalen Hurts is going to have to pass the ball for 400 yards. No, he's doing exactly what he needs to do to win a football game. On a 4th and 4, when we needed him to pass the ball, what did he do? Completion to A.J. Brown. Bad quarterbacks does not do things like that. And it's just crazy to me how over and over again I hear people calling and criticizing this guy for winning the football game. And he told you in the interview, the only thing he cares about is winning.
Sure, he's a winning quarterback. I mean, they could use more out of the passing game, though. I mean, we all know this.
So if they need him more out of the passing game, they would have gave you more, but they have been winning games with running the ball for almost 250 yards and passing the ball.
Right,
for
but if Carter doesn't sack Stafford,
part of football.
Rasheem, it's not like you get to a redo if things go bad. Like if you do more during the game, and this is all of them. This is AJ. It's Jalen. It's the offensive line. If they had done better throughout the game, and Elliott, like everybody, then we wouldn't have to pray the defense makes a stop.
AJ's not reading a damn book on the sideline. Maybe he can catch the ball. Sunday.
Well, you know what? Here's what I would like, and this is everybody. Rasheem, look, they're in the NFC title game. We're all excited. I don't think it's we gotta take a deep breath. Like, it's not slander to the quarterback to say they could use more out of the passing game. Guys, they had 65 net passing yards yesterday. It's the NFL. They won because their defense and obviously their amazing run game, which Jalen's a part of. Jalen's a huge. He had a 44-yard run. That's great. They do need more out of the pass game. I mean, that's reality. I think they all would say that. They're going to say it this week. If you tell me right now, would they sign up to throw for 65 net pass yards on Sunday against the Commanders? They'd all say
not
no.
Not after what you saw the Commodores do.
No, they want more. It's about doing it. Trying to do it officially. Our 215-592-9494. That is
AJ
how you outboard.
Straight.
Well, you know, he only has more than 30 yards in one of his Eagles playoff games in his career. He's been oddly quiet in the postseason in his Eagles career. All right, we'll get back to all this. All your phone calls on the win. The Eagles are in the NFC title game, and we'll talk to the man who called the action right here on WIP. Merrill Reese joins us next. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The action is heating up this playoff season at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet overs and unders and the point spread or player props like passing or rushing yards. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can bet $10 to get $100 in bonus bets and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app, sign up with promo code Radio100 to get started today. Odds and lines subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.